We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Buffalo Sports Network from Lear Field. This is Buffs Prime Time.
Play action, sets to throw. He's going for the home run, and he makes the grab. End zone, touchdown, touchdown, Colorado. Oh, what a throw!
Buffs Prime Time is presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi is a proud partner of CU football. Cheers to the Buffs and Buffs fans everywhere. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and sco Buffs. Here's your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, after a bye week for the Colorado Buffaloes, we're back at it here on Buff Prime Time with the Colorado Football Network. Great to be back. Great to have football coming up this weekend. The Buffaloes will entertain the Wildcats of Arizona on Saturday at 1:30. Coach Barnett, by the way, he's taking an extra week off. Actually, he's got a reunion with the Great Northwestern teams up in Chicago this weekend. Jeff Campbell's going to join us on the network. We'll hit the air on Saturday morning at 11:30, first hour on Franklin Field, and then 1:30, the Buffs and the Wildcats. And so after a week off, we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We've got the head coach with us. We're going to be joined by Brian Cook, tight end coach. Alec Powell's going to join us as well. And you're sitting, you look relaxed after a week off. And kicked your feet up for a full week, huh? Right? And not even close, did you?
Not even close. But I do feel better.
Yeah, good.
I do feel better.
Like,
you know,
that?
Time heals all wounds, right?
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
But the reason I feel better, we've made a lot of progress, I feel.
Good.
You know, we had some good practices. We did some good training. We had some good practices this week leading up to the game to this weekend. I feel like our team's made that extra step. And you know, the challenge in coaching is this, right? We always feel like we're prepared. This is how I felt versus the SC week, right?
Sure.
I felt like we had our best week of practice, but yet it didn't show on Saturday. For some reason, those are the things that drives me crazy as a coach, as what is missing here. So it makes you go back to the drawing board. It makes you kind of check off the boxes again. Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? You start really, I guess, in a lot of – in an obsessive compulsive manner, just really trying to go through every detail of the game. And that's what happens when you're struggling. So, you know, it's this team, though, is very resilient. I've always said that about this team, even prior to playing games. And they still have that motivation to prove that they are better than what they are. But the bottom line is we gotta start winning.
You know, it's important and true in all aspects of life, right? You have to be self-analytical. but especially under the circumstances. So kind of take us through, what does a week look like? You got a bye week, you're disappointed by the USC game, you sit down with your staff first of all, then you sit down with your team. Well, what are those conversations like for you guys?
Very direct, yeah. Very direct. I'm very direct with the staff when I feel like there's some shortcomings from that standpoint in terms of what we're doing and what we're coaching. You got to be very direct about getting those things addressed, and I'm the same way with our football team. You can ask every one of them.
Right.
I don't pull any punches with them. I tell them exactly what it is. They're young men now. You know, we're not patting people on the back for, you know, those courtesy pats or anything like that. It's about, this is what the expectation is, and we're falling short of that. These are where I think the issues are. You know, we show the tape and we show the examples of where we need to fix, and they nod like, Coach, you're right. This is what we need to work on, and then we go to work and do it. So that's why I felt like this team is, it listens, it does try to address things whenever there is an issue, and they've made some progress over these last couple of weeks.
And so you feel like you've got a receptive audience when you're talking to those
Absolutely.
Guys. Like they're bought in, and it's we're in this together kind of attitude.
Absolutely, because that's all that is.
Right.
I mean, we know that. We understand the sentiment that's outside our building, and we have to continue to work and get better and improve and start winning. But the bottom line is to play better football every week, which
sure.
hopefully that does correlate to winning.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I've always chuckled at a little bit, you know, when a team gets in kind of a tough stretch like that, you know, there are a million coaches out there, right, that you should be doing this, you should be doing that. The truth of the matter is, Carl, you know, you are what you have built, your system, your culture, everything you're trying to do. You can't just change that midstream. So when you're looking for answers, are you looking for the detail things, the small things, the nuances within a play, and, well, we missed one assignment here, and that would have helped us have that play be successful? What are the kind of things you go through and then look at? Because you can't change your stripes.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But you have to scrutinize every detail.
Okay.
You have to. And that's the starting block to anything, is just detailing your game to a level where if you're performing it well enough and efficient enough and you're confident in the skill development that you made, mm-hmm. that gives you confidence about executing that play
yeah.
or that
yeah.
scheme or that tackle or anything that you're doing. So it always starts with the scrutinization of details. You can't do it to a point where it's just an issue where you don't want your players to feel like they're not confident or they're not responsive or there's anxiety about whether they have the ability to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the coaches. You know, that's on us, is making sure that the players are in position to do the things that they can perform and that they can do well.
Okay.
And that they feel confident in doing. So it starts with that type of level of analysis, but then you have to go and rep it and perform it and compete against each other and then prove that it does work when they see the success in it, and coach, you're right, and, you know, all those different things that
yeah.
they have to go through and feel confident that they can play, you know, that particular play or that particular scheme on defense or that catch on that from a route that we made or something like that. So all of those things are amounts, repetitions to gain confidence that you're doing the right things and you're on the right track. And that's all you can really start with when you're starting to build from the process from where we are right now.
Yeah. This isn't necessarily a question about specifically your circumstances right now. More, I guess, from a coaching standpoint. Are you, because I've talked to coaches who have very different views of this. Are you a guy that wants to hear feedback from your team?
I do like feedback from my team.
Yeah.
I'm very honest with my team, and
sure.
I expect them to be reciprocating the same information to me.
Yeah.
And I'm the first that raises my hand and says, guys, I screwed this up.
Sure.
You know, I think a lot of coaches in this profession think that that's not the right way to coach. I believe that is the right way to coach. If you're making a mistake, I think you come forth with your players and say, you know what, I screwed this up.
Amen.
And that creates credibility with your players when they know that, you know, I got a coach that's really honest. He's really out for my best interest. He's really working his tail off to get me to be better, you know, but he knows he's not perfect. I can work with a guy like that.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, so
yeah.
I want our players to feel like our coaches are people. They're approachable, that they can give us a response or they can give us a suggestion about an idea or a concept or something like that.
Yeah.
And they all do that. So I think it's very, very give and take dialogue with our coaching staff and our players.
You know, Gary used to have a line when I first got here in 2004. He always used to say, fess it and fix it. Right?
That's right.
Just fess it and fix it. Okay,
that's
we
right.
got a problem. I don't care if that's the backup punter, if it's the head coach, if it's one of the coordinators. Just fess it and fix it. We are all in this together. And I think you're right. That does lead to a bond and trust amongst players that, okay,
if everyone is in this together and I make a mistake, if I'm honest about it, no matter who it is, it could be the star player if he makes a mistake. That builds trust on a team.
It does. And you see some of our star players that say, you know what, I screwed this up, or I did this, or I did that.
Yeah.
And they'll admit that in front of their peers. And those are big steps. You know, those are big steps. And when you're building your program, is that open, that honest, that communication about, you know, if someone does something wrong, he admits it, or, you know, and then we move forward, we fix it, and we forgive and go. And I think those are all really big foundational steps as you build your culture.
Yeah. You were talking about Brenda Lewis a while ago. So when you try to help him, you're coaxing him along, helping him see things. What does that process look like as you try and help him develop as a quarterback and, you know, playing at this level?
Well, he's really making really constant strides of getting better week after week. And he's done that really since the A&M game. Mm-hmm. It doesn't show as much because we've had issues in other places.
Sure. Yeah.
But he's really improved week after week. And that's what you do, is that you kind of get to him and talk with him and start to show his body of work from where he started and where he is now. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to do that this, you know, in the bye week, was really to kind of go back and take a look at the things from how he started the season and where he is now. And you can see a tremendous level of progression that's been made. Now, there's been other issues that have created not so good a look for him,
yeah,
but it wasn't his fault. But there are some things that you're definitely seeing that he's making that progress. The one thing that I think is really instrumental, and you talked about team and the attitude and in terms of how we feel about our players in our building, is that during our bye week, we're finishing up just some conditioning after a practice, and we're doing some team-led conditioning. And they wanted Brendan, the team, wanted Brendan Lewis to be the leader to send him forward on the next rep.
Right.
That tells you the amount of confidence that they see in him that's yeah. been growing for the last couple of weeks, that they feel confident in him. Confident to a level where they're now pushing him out there to, hey, you're our guy, let's go.
Right.
You know, you lead us, you do this. And I think he took that on, like, I've validated that I guess that credibility with my teammates.
Right.
And now he can move forward in confidence, knowing that he has a whole team that's behind him. So those are the things that people don't know, but I think that are going to be incremental steps that you're going to see this kid really flourish as we continue to move forward.
Well, what's interesting about that, not only does it validate for him the rest of the guys, but it probably gives him some confidence my guys are still behind me, even though we've had struggles.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Buffaloes and Arizona Wildcats this weekend. Again, like I said earlier, we got the tight end coach, Brian Cook, coming up, and one of the tight ends as well. Alec Pell has made a few plays this season for the Buffaloes. That's still to come. One more segment, though, with Carl. We'll take a break here on Buffs Primetime. Back in a moment. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hey, Buffs fans, Colorado is growing. Growing jobs, growing leaders, we're even growing the future. Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds of wellness right here in Colorado. Their industry-leading hemp products have set the standard for quality, sustainability, and innovation. It's why they're proud to be the exclusive partner of CU Athletics, a kindred spirit in the pursuit of a healthier tomorrow. Feel the future. Use code CUHERD at synchronicityhempoil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. And go Buffs!
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
They've been slaying hunger this whole season.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Feast on IHOP's Game Day Family Feast and get 20% off pickup or delivery. Order with code GAMEDAY20. Offers valid for online ordering for a limited time at participating locations. Not valid with other coupons or discounts. Tax and gratuity excluded. Further restrictions may apply.
What do you want from your sports book? The best odds? Daily personalized promotions? Same game parlays you can boost for even bigger payouts? How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Sounds like you don't want to just bet. You want to live
your bet life. When you bet with PointsBet, you get better odds and bigger payouts, all in a fast and reliable sportsbook. Looking to bet big? PointsBet Diamond Club is an invite-only premier betting experience. Visit the promo page on PointsBet.com to request access and start earning Diamond Club benefits like exclusive access to tickets and events, 24/7 premium service, a 10% top-up bonus every deposit. Get up to $3,000 and an exclusive experience per Diamond Club referral and unlock personalized promotions. What are you waiting for? Sign up for PointsBet today and live your bet life. PointsBet, Colorado's hometown sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional black and gold face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Buffs t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, an official bank of CU Athletics. Get yours today at fnbo.com/buffs. Member FDIC.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With 6 Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
University of Colorado football is brought to us by the Hilton's on Canyon. Stay like a local during your visits to Boulder. The Hilton's on Canyon, including Embassy Suites and Hilton Garden Inn, as proud sponsors of the Buffaloes. The Hilton's on Canyon. Cater to bus fans with a convenient location, affordable rooms, and exclusive amenities. Great spot. I've stayed there many times. When you get a late game and maybe a basketball game. You know, we got basketball coming up here pretty quick. You're a big basketball fan, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited to watch these guys play when I get a chance to.
Yeah, no doubt. You got a little bit on your plate, though, so we'll get to that later. Hey, bye week, Larry. Are you a, and this is going to be an odd question, but I ask this question because I tell people all the time, there are plenty of people that are coaches and players that really aren't football fans in terms of watching games. They love the game, they coach and play, but they watch. Are you a guy that likes to watch a game or two every once in a while?
Oh, my wife. I drive my wife crazy because I can study football all day.
Right.
And remember, in the league, in the NFL, when I was an assistant there, I used to study football like 9 hours a day. And I would come home and put on a football game.
Yeah.
And that she would drive, says, Carl, you just did this for 9 hours and you're going to come home and you want to watch this game. But, you know, the way I look at it, I'm decompressing.
Sure.
And I'm watching a team play or an NFL game or a college game and you're analyzing what they're doing. It's like your mind never really shuts off.
So you're really not watching it, though. You're analyzing.
I'm still analyzing.
Yeah.
She doesn't like when I go to a game live if I'm in the stands because I won't say anything.
Right.
And I won't get excited. Yeah. You know, like most, you know, I don't get excited because I'm like, oh, that happened because of this.
Right.
You know, I
am
more analytical that way. So
when you're watching a game, do you... You know, in broadcasting, the world of broadcasting, you listen to somebody or you watch somebody doing a ball game, and you're like, oh, that was interesting how he did that. I might borrow that at some point. I do that. Right?
A lot.
Borrow things and steal things you're seeing?
Well, I see certain protections, you know, from,
yeah.
I mean, I do it more analytical, obviously. I'm trying to see, you know, why did that defensive front get home and, you know, and get to, let's say, Patrick Mahomes,
you know,
in terms of a sack or, you know, Or the artistry of what, you know, Lamar Jackson does at Baltimore in their system of offense, which is unique from anybody in the NFL. So I'm always studying the game. You know, I'm always studying the game.
Are you surprised? Maybe that's not the right way to ask you, but are you surprised how much of the college game with guys like Lamar Jackson are starting to seep into the NFL?
No, because most of the talent in the college level does these things.
Sure.
And in the NFL, you're always trying to find line and edge somewhere that's going to give you the advantage offensively. It's hard to get the advantage when the defensive philosophy is always to have one more guy to block than you can, mm-hmm. than you can block, is to commit one more guy to stop the run. You have to be able to get the quarterback involved to help neutralize that one extra defender, you know, for stopping the run. And yeah. that's why the whole premise with the spread systems and the quarterback runs and stuff like that, you actually even out the numbers in terms of, you know, being able to execute
sure.
the play.
Right. But because of the physicality at that level, could they go full college-type offense? Because
no.
that quarterback taking those kind of hits, you
no.
can't do it. Okay.
No, first of all, the quarterbacks in the – I know we're going off on a tangent.
Yeah, I know we are.
But the quarterback,
but it's fascinating stuff.
The quarterbacks in the NFL, they're the yeah. number one make, you know, money-making position in
right.
the NFL.
Not going to let that
They
happen.
Are not going to put that guy in jeopardy, you know, to take all these hits. Now, yeah. Lamar Jackson, obviously that's the offense that they built around him, but I'm sure that he does a really good job of not taking as much punishment as he should. And I'm sure the coaches are really coaching them not to slide. And whenever yeah. you get into a compromising situation, get yourself down so you don't have to, you know, take the punishment. But the rule in the NFL, though, they still protect the quarterback fairly
well. Oh, yes, they do.
You know, they know that that's really the number one guy that you have to be concerned with on the field. And they do a tremendous job with protecting him.
You're not going to let a $40 million guy go out and get beat up like that. No. I know it's a tangent, but I have to ask you this because I'm always interested in it. You know, rarely, I think, do you in any industry find somebody that is really changes the game. Bill Walsh probably did years ago with the West Coast offense. Is there somebody that you've admired as a coach that you really thought, boy, this guy's interesting what he's doing?
You know, there are a couple of, you know, I look at what Belichick has done for so long
sure.
in New England. You know, he's been the head coach there since the early 2000s, so he has the longest tenure. He's got the most Super Bowl wins. He's been there to that main game more than anybody
yep.
in the history of the game. So why is he so unique? And, you know, some people have the argument, well, he's had Tom Brady for a while now.
Right.
I mean,
that helps out.
A big part. That's a big part of it. But I think he does an outstanding job about creating the culture of winning, you know, where they play great complementation of football and offense and defense. Mm-hmm. Their special teams are always solid. And he's never a leader in every area. That's the thing that's challenging to me, that's unique. He's got a good defense, but it's usually in the middle of the pack in terms of where
yep.
it's ranked.
Yep.
They have a good offense, but it's probably, you know, towards the middle of the pack to where it's ranked. But they're able to play their best football in the critical times.
Yeah.
So as a coach, those are the things that I'm like, how does he do it?
Right.
How does he get that kind of sharpness, that type of precision, that type of execution when it's a key third down to extend the drive to have this game-winning touchdown, whether it's making a big stop on defense when you need to make a stop, when your defense hasn't been that great, but yet they can stop it when they
yep.
need to. I mean, those are the things, those are the psychological elements that I think he's ahead of the game much more than most people that I've come across.
You know, our good buddy Chad Brown was there late in his career and was with a bunch of, you know, veteran linebackers. Teddy Johnson was there at that point in time. And he said when he got there, he said, in my couple of years with New England, he said, I think I learned more unique and really specific football things than I did during the previous, you know, 15, 20 years he was playing. So there's something to what you're saying.
Yeah, there is. And in my experience with Brian Flores down in Miami, the year I was there before coming here, you know, I was soaking up everything because he was in New England for the last 15 years.
Right.
You know, he stayed there from a low level, just volunteer, intern, coaching assistant to a coaching position to a coordinator to a head coach. So he's been through the whole gamut there.
Right.
So are you kidding me? I was writing down all sorts of notes from whatever he was saying because he's been around Belichick for like 12, 15 years. He's learned a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
it's fascinating when you have kind of, you watch a guy have a run like that, trying to figure out what they're doing. All right. I guess we better talk about Arizona this weekend. You got the Cats coming in here. Here's the thing. They're desperate for a win as well. But I think I said to you before we went on here, you know, when I'm getting ready for the game, I'm looking at the numbers with this team. And certainly the turnovers have been a big issue with them. But Carl, their numbers are not awful around the board. I mean, there's some pretty good looking numbers in this team.
I think they're playing some good, really good football, very competitive football, winning football at times. you know, and it's a, you know, their situation is obviously different than ours, but we're very similar in a way that we just haven't been able to put that consistency together. But you look at their numbers offensively, they're very competitive with running the ball and creating balance and, you know, and be able to throw the ball effectively. They are doing those things well. And you mentioned the turnovers have been the issue for them. Then I would say defensively, they're among the best in our conference in defense. You know, they people have been able to run the ball a little bit on them, but they haven't been able to throw the ball all that effectively against them. And they have one of the best pass, you know, pass defense ratings right now in the country. So they're doing some really, really good things. And this game for us is obviously you got two teams that are, you know, dire, you know, and desperate for wins and stuff like that. And it's going to take a great execution on our part. It's going to take the will and grit to overcome the circumstances that they feel, because they're feeling just as similarly as we're feeling as we go into this thing.
You know, on the defensive side of the ball, you talked about teams having a tough time against them. They're the ranked number five in the country with pass defense. That teams have run the ball relatively effective against them. Their system, they do some things that are kind of interesting, don't they, defensively?
They do. And I think the coach that they have is a veteran coach, and Coach Brown, and you know, he's been at a number of places. He has a great level of multiplicity for their defensive front seven play. And it's challenging. It's, you know, they can be in odd fronts and even fronts, and they bring pressures and they do line stunts. They do a number of things that really can make the blocking systems on offense very, very difficult to sustain consistency. Now, the challenge that I think we have to continue to work is we have to be patient and keep hammering when we need to, and then obviously protect and give B-Lou some opportunities to make some plays down the field. And, you know, we have to be able to do those things, because I know they look at us and they feel that, you know, we can stop their run game. We have a really good chance, given what our strengths are of our defense being the passing defense.
Yeah.
That's their edge. But we have to understand we have to be able to have that balance. And our passing game has to be able to make a few plays to help in that balance.
With what they do, and you talked about how it makes it challenging from a blocking scheme standpoint, does it also make it difficult for Brenda Lewis to do the mental gymnastics of what he's looking at as well?
It does, and yeah. You know, I say most of the time the offensive line, our center makes most of our adjustment calls for protections and runs and stuff like that, and B-Lou just has to be aware if there is issues where those issues are, you know. So I think the terms of making the adjustments on the offensive front, that's Colby Purcell. He handles most of those and the communication of our line and tight ends. But B-Lou has to still know where the issues are, because we might be have everybody protected except for one guy. He needs to know, well, who's that one guy?
Right, right.
That's not you know, going to be able to be protected. So that's how our system works a little bit from the offensive standpoint. And we do a really good job with our, you know, we're getting better. Let me excuse me for saying that, but we are getting better with our communication up front, so that the information that's being relayed to everyone, getting everybody on the same page. I think that's been some steps of progress that we've been making over the last few weeks.
You just mentioned Colby making the calls up there. It's so important to have a guy, number one, that's seen a lot and understands what he's looking at, and number two, has got the, you know, football IQ to be able to handle that, isn't it?
It is, and he's a bright young man, and as you know, he's really a junior, but he's a senior, and he's actually going into graduate school next semester, so he's already got this grandiose plan for himself. But I'm just kind of giving his credibility as to, yes, he's a very smart kid.
He's
one of those guys that's you know, he's one of our best leaders up front, he and Kari, and they do a great job with keeping everybody on the same page.
Well, with the whole COVID thing, none of us can figure out what year a guy is anymore. I mean, it's, you know, you're a third year freshman. How does that work?
I don't know. Maybe after this year, everything's just settled down back to normal.
Hey, we're going to have Brian Cook come up here, your tight ends coach. Give us a quick comment about him.
Brian, you know, I met him last year when I first got the job. He was one of our quality control coaches that was helping out on defense. But I noticed in his resume, because I interviewed all the guys that were here when I came back or came, you know, and became the head coach here, I noticed he had some offensive experience on his resume. He has, you know, defense experience and offensive experience. And I just learned through my years of being on a number of staffs in my career, I always felt like, God, if you can have guys on your staff that have both levels of experience of 5 or 6 years on defense or, you know, 8 to 10 years on offense, and then they have that flexibility of going either way, I think that those are guys that you want on your team, that you want on your staff, that can really probably coach the game and have some interesting qualities that they can kind of help these our players learn. And he's been one of those guys. He's a very strong communicator. That's what I noticed when I first met him and talked with him about, you know, in the interview process. And I wanted to keep him, you know. So when I did keep him and we went through last year and we made some changes, you know, on our staff, I thought that he'd be a guy that can help us on offense and help us with our offensive staff. So He's done a really good job with those tight ends. They're young. There's some of them were a couple transfers from different positions, but, you know, he's done a really good job of really teaching a good foundation for those guys.
One of those young tight ends, in fact, is going to join us here on Buzz Primetime, that being Alec Pell, coming up in a few minutes. The aforementioned Brian Cook coming up next. Coach, have a great game on Saturday.
Let's do it. Let's go get a win.
I like it. That's Carl Durrell, head coach of Colorado Buffaloes. 1:30 kickoff, 11:30 with the pregame on Saturday in the Colorado Football Network. Brian Cook comes your way next. Tight ends coach. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hey, Buzz fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buzz fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. The future is growing in Colorado, and Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds. We are a Colorado pioneer with the single pursuit of advancing wellness through the highest quality, most innovative, and sustainable hemp oil products on earth. It's why we're proud to be an exclusive partner with CU Athletics, joined in our effort to impact the whole body and mind of the people of Colorado and beyond. Feel the future now. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. Synchronicity. Feel the full effect.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
Run, pass, kick, and fight to win. I'm Rob Wilhite, managing partner of the Swile Law Firm and proud CU alum. Injury cases, like a football game, have to have a winning game plan. We can get you the life-changing settlement you deserve. You can't do it alone. You need a team and coach behind you, making sure every play leads to victory. If you've been injured in an accident, call or text 303-GOOD-LAW today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Buzz fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buzz fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. University of Colorado football is brought to us by Safeway. Safeway's proud to support the Buffaloes. Part of Safeway's commitment is to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools, because it's Safeway. What matters to you matters to us. It's the Buffs. It's family weekend, by the way, this weekend, which is always, it really has become traditionally, it's not the homecoming game, it's the family weekend. That's always the biggest crowd, it seems like, of the year, and I think they're expecting about a sellout on Saturday. Buffs and the Arizona Wildcats. 1:30 is when we'll kick that one off. Should be a beautiful day in Boulder. Jeff Campbell,
tonight. Gary's going to be out this weekend. He's back at the we got Brian Cook, by the way, sitting here, the tight ends coach. Coach Barnett is going to be back at his great Northwestern teams. He's got the reunion from those Rose Bowl teams, so we gave him the weekend off.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He earned it.
Yeah. We're not going to pay him for that, though. No. You're not here. We're not paying you. So Jeff Campbell's going to be in this weekend. Good to have you on. Welcome.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
Yeah. You've been here now a couple of years, and we were just talking off air how much you and your family have fallen in love with Colorado.
Yeah, it's a great place, especially for the kids, the family. It's as good as anywhere we've lived in the journey of coaching, for sure.
Give us a bit of your background so folks kind of get to know you a little bit. I mean, are you kind of the typical coaching story we hear? You've got 50 stops and all those kind of things, right?
It kind of happens, yeah. And I guess this is 23 years of doing it. We've kind of done a little circle of the country a little bit. I grew up in upstate New York and started coaching at my alma mater and then just worked my way south. I've spent a good deal of time in the state of Georgia and then kind of back up to Army, West Point prep up there, and then back out of the West Coast. And so it's been full circle for sure. Yeah.
Now, you said upstate. Where was your alma mater?
Syracuse. Well, Ithaca College is my alma mater. I grew up in Syracuse.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, I was at Syracuse.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, they won the national championship. I was doing their games of basketball with Jim Boeheim and Carmelo Anthony in that group. Yeah.
How about that?
I know that the Salt City very, very well.
Yeah. That's what we had, season tickets to basketball growing up, and spent many a days in that dome getting blown out. As you exit the dome, it always blew you out of there. You know?
What he's talking about there at the Curry Dome, right? You open that door and literally, I mean, it'll send you two blocks down the road because the pressure released there. But that's, you know, you talk about getting snow in the state of Colorado. Mm-hmm. That lake effect stuff up in upstate New York, man,
it
never ends.
It is heavy. It is 200 inches of just back pain for about 5 months. At least here it melts, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You'll get 60 degrees and sunny through the winter after a snow, but there it's just gray and wet and dreary and, not healthy.
One of my favorite lines, working with the Hall of Fame coach like Jim Boeheim back there, right? The NCAA tournament, the year they won the championship, and somebody said to him, "Coach, why have you stayed there so long? You know, you're a Syracuse guy, grew up in upstate and all that. With the weather the way it is," and he said, "You know what? For 5 months every year during the summer, it's the greatest place in America to live. The other 7 months are basketball season."
So that's it.
That's pretty good. Pretty good line. How about family? You got a wife and kids, obviously.
I do. We have an 11-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter. They're great Buffs fans, and they've been a huge part of the community here.
All right. How about coming on this staff? Now, you got here the year before Carl got here. I imagine you feel very fortunate when he got here to kind of get to know Carl
and
remain on the staff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been I've been really blessed. You know, coaches really put a great staff together, and you know, has been awesome for me and my development. And it's been a great experience for sure.
Yeah, he was just talking about you last summer. I asked him about keeping you on, and he said, "I love the fact that when I got to know Bryce, he's a great communicator." But he said he's a guy that's coached both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. And really brings that kind of unique perspective to it. Was that by plan?
No, not really. I think in the first 9 or 10 years of my career, I don't think I coached the same position in the same system two consecutive years.
Wow.
And so it was developmentally really good to, you know, gain insight in different aspects of the game. But you kind of become a jack all trades, master of none, too.
Right.
You know, and it's been a good ride, though.
How about this group of tight ends you've got to work with?
Yeah, it's a nice combination of some older guys that you can have high level conversations with, and then some young guys that you're trying to bring along.
Right.
And there's good balance in the room. I think, you know, guys like Brady Russell, who has played a lot of football and is a real pro in how he approaches the game, and then you've got young guys, you know, with Caleb and Matt and Austin who really can learn how to be, you know, how to approach the game and what to look at and what's important and, you know, how to study and better themselves. And so it's good for those young guys to have guys like Brady and Matt, you know, and Alex been here for a few years. You know, he's still learning some of the positional details, but It's a good mix of guys.
This position has probably evolved in football, hasn't it, for about as much as any? I mean, you think about traditional tight ends way back in the day. It was just kind of an extra offensive lineman almost. And then, I think John Mackey probably started changing that. And now what we're seeing in football is really amazing what that position has become.
No doubt. They bust my chops. I made a reference to Jay Novacek's stance probably a month and a half
ago. And nobody knew, had a clue what you're talking about.
No. I mean, and most of these guys, you get them here now, and they haven't ever even been in a stance.
Right.
They've never had a hand in the ground. And so it's a good position, involvement in a lot of different aspects of the game, the run game and pass routes, pass protection, and, and perimeter blocking. It's a diverse skill set, so it's good.
Yeah. Brady's a guy that would imagine, and nice to kind of have him on your side. I mean, like you said, he's played a lot of football. He's a pretty versatile guy, isn't he?
He is. It's a lot of fun to coach him. He gives you great feedback. You can have really detailed conversations. They don't need to be long conversations because he can see things. Like when you communicate, he can visualize what you're saying, some of the young guys, you've got to draw things up on the board for him. Brady, it's a quick, easy sentence, and he digests it, and then he can go execute it, which is, it's a lot of fun to coach a guy like that.
What do you think of that hair?
When he and Pell showed up week one with whatever that was, I was going to suggest to B-Mike they play some defense that week.
It's funny. I've gotten to know Brady, obviously, and I taught him in the class that I teach. And he said, actually, his mom wanted him to keep it. So, I guess what mom wants, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
It's quite a fashion statement.
Well, he didn't ask me.
The one guy, because of who his father was, I get asked about Caleb Fourier. How's he coming along as a young player?
Caleb has made a lot of progress, since I kind of settled into the seat back in February. I'm really pleased with how far he's come, and it's important to him. Mm-hmm. He's a great kid who has a really bright future here. Yeah. We need to continue to push him along.
Yeah. When you come in with a name like that, mm-hmm. there's a little bit of pressure and expectation that comes with that, isn't there?
Sure.
That probably is unfair.
Yeah. Yeah. And Caleb played wideout basically in high school.
Right.
So I think he is aware of the progress that he's going to make. And, he's approaching it in the right way and has made a lot of, I think in the run game, he's a scrappy kid. He's going to be just fine. He's going to be a really good player here,
I think. Looking forward to that. Hey, great talking to you. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
All right, that's the tight ends coach, Brian Cook. Up next, we're going to talk to another one of his guys, Alec Pell. He's a young man that grew up in Texas, played for Cherry Creek, and he's turning out to be an awful nice player for the Colorado Buffaloes. That comes your way next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Buffs fans, Colorado is growing. Growing jobs, growing leaders, we're even growing the future. Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds of wellness right here in Colorado. Their industry-leading hemp products have set the standard for quality, sustainability, and innovation. It's why they're proud to be the exclusive partner of CU Athletics, a kindred spirit in the pursuit of a healthier tomorrow. Feel the future. Use code CUHERD at synchronicityhempoil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. And go Buffs!
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
What do you want from your sports book? The best odds, daily personalized promotions, same game parlays you can boost even bigger payouts? How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Sounds like you don't want to just bet. You want to live your bet life. When you bet with SportsBet, the exclusive sports book of your Colorado Buffaloes, you get better odds and bigger payouts, all in a fast and reliable sports book. So download the app now and sign up with code BUFFS to get your first bet risk-free up to $2,000. Welcome to PointsBet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Hey, Buffs, when it comes to buying a home, fierce competition is the last thing you want to face. A verified approval from Rocket Mortgage could be the edge you need. It shows your income, credit, and assets have all been verified up front, helping your offer stand out from standard pre-approvals. Get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Number 3030.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With six Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary?
Missing out on Geico for help with homeowners and renters insurance. Geico makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great! You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy Geico-ing. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Back on Bus Primetime here on the Colorado Football Network. Voice of the Bus, Mark Johnson. Our final segment of the show as we get ready for Colorado back in action after bye week. They take on the Arizona Wildcats on Saturday, at Folsom Field. We'll hit the air at 11:30 a.m., 1:30 with the kickoff. Number 21, Alec Pell joining us, tight end for the Colorado Buffaloes. All right, good to see you. How was the bye week for you?
It was really awesome, yeah. We got good work in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Coach Turley got us right Thursday, Friday, and it was just good to lock in and correct what we need to and fix up the little things individually and as a team.
You know, I think you talk about locking in, and you guys certainly did that, but it was also good maybe to step back from the competition.
Yeah.
Catch your breath a little bit?
Yes, sir, yeah. It was good to get off the field a little, feel really healthy this week, and get into the second half of the season where we're looking to really tear it up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Take us inside the locker room a little bit. I know things are not where you guys want to be, so they're 1-4 in the season. Take us inside the locker room. This group staying together and still competing with each other and supporting each other?
Yes, sir, yeah. This is a great group of guys. I know things haven't really been going our way, but we've stuck together. We're all really close, and that's the most important thing about winning. Like, if we stray apart, then there's no chance we can turn this thing around. And we know that if we're all close together, we all believe in each other, we all trust each other, then we'll come together and we'll make this thing happen.
You know, that's a sign of I think, maturity for a football team. When things don't go well, mm-hmm. that there are things that are fracturing. You guys are staying together. That should say something about the character of this team, though.
Yes, sir, 100%. And we have been working on this just now. In the summer with Coach Turley, with our conditioning runs, it was all mental. We had to stick together. We had to rely on each other. If one guy messed up, we all mess up. Yeah. So as long as we're a tight unit, we can make this thing happen.
You know, you mentioned Coach Turley a couple of times, and I think he's been such an enormous hire for this program.
Yep, 100%.
Tell me what it is about that guy. I mean, I know he's very creative. Mm-hmm. He's kind of on the cutting edge of what he does with you guys, isn't he?
Yeah. Man, he's just a great guy. And he's all about injury prevention, too. Mm-hmm. So he wants to keep us on the field. And when something does go wrong, he's great at rehabbing us back. But he's been really good at getting our mental right. And that's been huge for us since the winter he came here. He's been all about getting our mental right and keeping us together, honestly, as a team.
You probably have heard this, and I've quoted it many, many times, you know, the great Bill McCartney, you know, once said about the mental is to physical as four is to one, right? But what goes on here between the ears is so much, sometimes more important than what happens physically.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 100%, yeah. And that's something that our coach has been harping on us ever since the summer started, that you're nothing without your mental attitude. You got to come every day ready to work, and you can't hit that snooze. Coach Earl always says you can't hit that snooze button in the morning. If you're hitting the snooze, you're already losing the day. So you gotta wake up, get up, and look yourself in the mirror and say you're going to have a great day.
Yeah, that's a great rule for life and football right there. Don't hit the snooze button. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you've got kind of an interesting path here at the University of Colorado. You're a Texas guy, right?
Yeah.
Now we always talk, about Alec in the broadcast. We always mention he's a Bruin from Jerry Creek and all that kind of stuff. You grew up in Texas.
Yeah, I was actually born in Florida, lived in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, lived in Texas for 10 years. Went my freshman year of high school there and then moved out here. But, yeah, I always claim Texas is where I'm really from. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Florida, Texas. You a beach guy or a cowboy then?
Oh, a cowboy. Yeah.
So how did you end up coming to Denver then, going to Cherry Creek?
My dad's job moved us out here. Okay. Yeah. And we just thought this was the best place. Found Coach Logan. And, yeah, it's been – couldn't have asked for anything else. I'm very happy I ended up here.
There's been a lot of great Bruins that have come through, you know, Tyler Columbus. But I had to go down the list. There's so many Bruins. That's a pretty prestigious program to come on.
Yes, sir, 100%. Yeah. And we got a lot of guys here now, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And I think we're all just trying to continue that legacy and continue leaving our mark.
So when football is over for you, I hope that's a long, long time for you.
Yes, sir.
Long career.
Yes, sir.
The next level, everything. What would you want to do?
I haven't really thought that long into it, if I'm being honest. I want to do something with sports, 100%. Right. I don't want to be behind a desk. I want to be involved with sports, kids, or something like that. But, yeah. Hopefully I'll be playing football for a while.
Yeah, most of the time when I ask that question, some of these young guys are like, dude, I'm not old enough to think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just like, how about your family? You mentioned that your dad's job. You come from a big family? You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got two brothers, Tyler, my younger one, and Parker, my older one. I'm the middle.
Okay.
And Tyler's playing football at Cherry Creek right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a tight end also. And my older brother just moved to Denver. So we're all centraled right here, which is pretty awesome.
All right. Who's the best athlete?
Oh, me. No question about it.
Now, are you being honest when you say that?
100% honest. Yeah. Yeah. I got the dog of the middle child. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's something to that. There was years ago, Bo Schembech, the great Michigan, legendary Michigan coach, always used to ask that question when recruiting. He never wanted the oldest child. He thought they were softer.
Yeah.
That the younger ones, you know, when you fall down, mom and dad go, hey, you're fine, get up. And older brothers beat up on younger brothers, that they always want the younger guys.
Yeah, and I was usually the odd one out. So, being a middle child definitely molded me into who I am today. And I love my brothers and love my family, yeah.
All right. Was football always your main sport, or was there something else?
Football's always been my main sport. I played basketball for a while in high school. I was pretty good at it, but it's always been football. Yeah. Always will be.
Yes, where'd the athleticism come from in the family, mom or dad?
I'm going to say my dad, for sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, mom was in the band.
All right.
So definitely all my mom, but my dad, for sure.
Yeah, now we're not saying anything negative about the band. We need the band as well.
Oh, yeah, love you, mom. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
All right, big ball game coming up on Saturday. You guys, you know, we just talked to Terrence Lang. We're going to have him on the pregame show coming up on Saturday. He said, hey, we're coming out here to do 1-0 this week.
Yeah, we're making this thing happen this week. We got to. Yeah, second half of the season. We're all really locked in, and we're turning this thing around.
I like it. You know, they're expecting themselves. No better place than Folsom Field.
No better place than Folsom Field. No better people than our fans. Come out. Yeah, we'll make this thing happen. It's going to be a great one.
All right, have a great game.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Alec Bell, he is the tight end for the Colorado Buffaloes, number 21 for the Buffaloes. He'll take on Arizona on Saturday. Again, it's 11:30 with the pregame, 1:30 with the kickoff, the Bus and the Wildcats. We put a wrap this week on Bus Prime Time. I'm Voice of the Bus, Mark Johnson. We'll talk to you next week. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hey, Bus fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Bus fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Run, pass, kick, and fight to win. I'm Rob Wilhite, managing partner of the Swile Law Firm, and proud CU alum. Injury cases, like a football game, have to have a winning game plan. We can get you the life-changing settlement you deserve. You can't do it alone. You need a team and coach behind you, making sure every play leads to victory. If you've been injured in an accident, call or text 303-GOOD-LAW today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill.
Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The future is growing in Colorado, and Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds. We are a Colorado pioneer with the single pursuit of advancing wellness through the highest quality, most innovative, and sustainable hemp oil products on earth. It's why we're proud to be an exclusive partner with CU Athletics, joined in our effort to impact the whole body and mind of the people of Colorado and beyond. Feel the future now. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. Synchronicity. Feel the full effect.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
Hey, bus fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates bus fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Buffs Primetime has been presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi is a proud partner of CU football. Cheers to the Buffs and Buffs fans everywhere. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and skull Buffs. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.